concerned about the impact of a new road that will connect Vernal Pike to Gates Drive. In their meeting on Wednesday morning, Monroe County Commissioners heard appeals from several businessmen for more communication about the project. Public Works Director Lisa Ridge told commissioners the county was awarded a little over $7 million for construction of the project in 2022. In presenting the design contract for their approval, she explained the project's timeline includes public input.
Following the timeline for NDOT, they administrate our projects. We're the owner of the project, but they help administrate and make sure that we follow the federal guidelines on the building of it and the timeline and design standards. After we get this contract executed, then we will start the design process, and during that process, we will meet with the property owners, discuss their needs, their business needs, so we can build that into the design so we have less impact on the businesses.
Local business owners Garrett and Jan Heitink told commissioners they're concerned the new road will restrict their plans to expand their business on Sunrise Greeting Court.
You know, we just want to make sure that there is dialogue with the owners before, the design is actually done. Not that we're being reactionary to the design, so to speak. Again, we're definitely not opposed to the road at all.
Scott Lieberman of Central Supply Company echoed his neighbor's interest in being part of the design discussion. Cyclist Greg Alexander brought forward a different concern. He said the new connector won't be safe for cyclists unless they're considered in the design project. He lobbied for wider lanes and a speed limit under 45 miles per hour on the new connector road. He also referenced deaths that have occurred along neighboring Curry Pike in recent decades.
People will go 45. They have just come off of Curry Pike, where they have been killing pedestrians, and they are going to go 45 on a 12-foot lane, 45 miles an hour. The design speed is 35, but they will go 45. Lots of traffic will. That will not make a safe environment for cyclists and pedestrians. We have to cross the road. We can't cross the road safely at 45 miles an hour. At 10 feet, it is positively claustrophobic. Drivers will come here and complain to you, but they will drive slower. They will see oncoming trucks and oncoming traffic, and they will be terrified for their lives, and they will go slower. And it's not actually more dangerous. It's much safer because they go slower. They have more time to think about it. If you hit a pedestrian at 25 miles an hour, they will probably live. And if you're traveling 25 miles an hour, you probably won't hit them.
Public Works Director Lisa Ridge tried to reassure the concerned citizens they'll have input through public hearings at a later date. She reiterated that the public hearings are in fact required in order for the county to receive the state funding necessary to construct the project. But she insists the design contract is the first step to get the ball rolling.
The road has not been designed. I mean, I can't stress that enough, that it has not been designed. Everything that's out there is conceptual, but we have to get to this point of getting a contract to start the design, to start discussions for the development process. We're not keeping anything from anybody. We want to have less impact on businesses as possible. The more impact you have on a business, the more cost that is added to the project. That's the last thing that we want.
The Monroe County Redevelopment Commission approved the design contract last week. Commission member Jim Shelton said the connector road is badly needed, and not just to alleviate current traffic conditions. Cook's expansion into the former GE plant is expected to put more Cook employees on the West Side roads.
The reason we need this road is that, as Jeff McKim refers to this area, it's the economic engine, or one of the economic engines for Monroe County. It right now has very bad traffic problems with the city and NDOT connecting Vernal Pike to 17th Street. We have another way to get into that area without having to go down either State Road 48 or Curry Pike, both of which are severely taxed right now. The problem with that is to get from Vernal Pike right now, you've got to go to Curry Pike. And so our goal that we've been working on now for a couple of years, really, is to connect Vernal Pike into the Whitehall Crossing area, the old ABB site, without having to get out to Curry.
Road construction on the Vernal Pike connector is not expected to begin before 2022.